All for Love by Lord Byron, read for LibriVox.org by Robert Hespe. O talk not to me of a name great in story, the days of our youth are the days of our glory, and the myrtle and ivy of sweet 22 are worth all your laurels, though ever so plenty. What are garlands and crowns to the brow that is wrinkled? 'Tis but as a dead flower with may-dew besprinkled. Then away with all such from the head that is hoary. What care I for the wreaths that can only give glory? O fame, if e'er I took delight in thy praises, 'tis was less for the sake of thy high-sounding phrases than to see the bright eyes of the dear one discover she thought I was not unworthy to love her. There chiefly I sought thee, there only I found thee. Her glance was the best of the rays that surround thee. When it sparkled over aught that was bright in my story, I knew it was love, and I felt it was glory. End of poem. This poem is in the public domain.
All Men Are Free by Eliot Napier. Read for LibriVox.org by Ernst Patinama.
All men are free and equal born before the law.
So runs the worn and specious lying parrot cry. All men are free to starve or sigh, but few to feed on Egypt's corn. There toils a sweated slave, forlorn. There weeps the babe with hunger torn. Dear God, forgive us for the lie, all men are free. That man may laugh, while this must mourn, one's heir to honour, one to scorn. Were they born free? Were you? Was I? No, not when born, but when they die, and of their robes, or rags, are shorn, all men are free. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
An August Midnight by Thomas Hardy. Read for LibriVox.org by Anne Cheng. A shaded lamp and a waving blind, and the beat of a clock from a distant floor. On this scene enter, winged, horned, and spined, a long-legs, a moth, and a Dumbledore. While mid my page there idly stands a sleepy fly that rubs its...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?